An amazingly cultured voice rang out from the doorway.
Excuse me, I do beg your pardon for interrupting, but does any beast know the whereabouts of an owl named Oroka, last seen perched on a nest containing 3 eggs?
A trim and very dignified-looking male little owl opened the door wide and bowed courteously to the Redwallers. Tansy had long ago given up being surprised by anything. She simply returned his bow with a polite nod of her head.
Ah, I take it your name is Tornock, sir. Welcome to Redwall Abbey. This is our formal Diggum. He will take you to your wife. Main kitchen, far corner, right in the apple cupboard. You'll probably find a dormouse there drilling holes. If he disturbs you, then please send him away.
The little owl bowed once more.
My thanks to you, ma'am. I bid you a pleasant good night.
When he had departed with Formal, there was a moment's silence. Then both Tansy and Cracklin burst into helpless laughter.
Oh, great seasons! Did you see the face on him and such beautiful manners? Oh, dear, what next?
Cracklin widened her eyes and did a perfect imitation of Tornock.
Last seen perched on a nest containing 3 eggs.
Tansy rose, supporting herself weakly on the chair arm.
No more business, no more questions, no more anything. Please, I need my bed. Oh, oh, sorry.
Leaning against each other, Recorder and Abbess left Cavern Hall, tears streaming down their faces as they giggled and whooped. Bunto looked blankly at Drub.
I'm glad they're happy, ain't you?
Aye. But what them a laughing and a chuckling up, I don't know. 'Twas only some owly bird a-looking for his missus.
Gradually, the spring night cast its spell over Redwall. Lanterns flickered, fires guttered, and a stray draught moved the tapestry in Great Hall before passing on. All was peaceful calm from dormitory to cellars. Beneath the south wall, far down in the Stygian gloom of the chasm, something moved. Something cold, slippery, and long. Something moved.